Good morning to all my BSN and coffee listeners. I hope everybody is having a wonderful Tuesday morning. I am for sure. Grab your coffee and your blanket and get all warm and cozy because today we will go over a couple of things. Many of you know that yesterday a warrant was served at the Landry House early morning. So we'll go over those things today, and we'll go over of a couple details that have emerged recently this morning. But before we do that, I definitely want to start with our very quote of the day that we always start with. I'm going to use this quote today. It is regarding domestic violence, and I'll explain why I'm going to use that. So the quote of the day is by Donna Mulvey. And the quote is, "When it comes to abuse, you believe there's no way out. There's always help and there's always a way out." If you or somebody that you may know is in a relationship with somebody who is causing any domestic violence to them, please call that 1-800 number, which is 1-800-799-SAFE. Again, that's 1-800-799-7233. And you can always text them by texting 88788 and text the word START. They'll be able to actually get in touch with you and help somebody out. So let's begin with today's case. So many of you know yesterday the Landry's house was actually, I want to say raided because they showed up at full force. They immediately served them with a warrant and escorted the mother and the father out into the van. And so they had very probable cause. I think the reason that they were out there was because of the fact that her body had been found the day before, and they were just trying to make sure that, they got everything before they did away with it. I want to remind everybody that this podcast is solely based on factual information that I have either looked around, I've made sure to double check my sources, and I will start posting my sources so you also know where we're getting the information from. But I assure you that the information that we show or talk about is accurate information, as well as based on opinions, okay? Most of these are actually also based on opinions. I state my opinion several times throughout the podcast, okay? So we'll go ahead and get started today. I hope you have your coffee and your blankets. Like I told you, get cozy and warm, and let's start digging. So basically, we are looking at, right now what I'm looking at, I'm going to be very honest with you, what I'm looking at is the Tampa Bay 10. They are currently live at the moment, so it actually looks like they are currently over the Carlton once again. Now, if many of you remember, yesterday morning they had stated that they were no longer going to look for him. They were not necessarily not look for him, but not look for him there. They said that they had exercised all of their actual, I don't know how to explain this. Like, they had exercised every absolute resource, let me put it that way, that they had, that every single last resource that they had in order to locate him. Now, there was yesterday also, while they were doing everything as far as, going through the Landry's house and getting all of their evidence and everything together, there was another incident in Alabama, and there was a body found behind a Walmart, behind a Verizon in front of a Walmart. But I want to confirm that it was not him. It was actually somebody who was, it was a homeless person. And unfortunately they were deceased. So, I know that there were several sightings of people saying that they had seen him at that Walmart there in Alabama, that he had been around the area. Somebody gave him a ride. Now, keep in mind, he could be anywhere. He can be absolutely anywhere. So the cops are taking those leads very seriously. However, if you really don't see him and people are just sending the leads in, definitely do not do that, because it's a waste of time. Let's put it that way. It's a waste of time. You're taking away from the investigation. It's not fair to them. And they're working very, very hard. So this morning, the chopper is above the Carlton. Basically, law enforcement has continued the search for Brian, and he continues to be a person of interest. Keep in mind, he is not a suspect, okay? Now, that may very well change today after the autopsy is done. So remember, Gabby Petito's autopsy will be done today, Tuesday, which may very well be underway at this moment. Okay, so that means that sometime during the evening, we should have some kind of confirmation as to how she died, if there was any blunt force trauma to her head, or if there was any, I was going to say anything in her blood, but let me be honest with you. I actually did look that information up. It looks like the toxicology report takes a little bit longer, so we may not know that right away, but we may kind of have an idea what the cause of death was based on the autopsy that's today, as well as the time of death. So then that way her parents can have a little bit more closure. I think that they deserve to have closure. They deserve to understand when this happened. They need to understand when their baby girl left. And I think that that is something that they deserve. That is something that they definitely do deserve. So besides the fact that the Landrys had their warrant served yesterday, I will tell you, once their warrant was served, I saw so many, and I mean so many, boxes of evidence be taken out of that home. I literally worked while I also watched the FBI going through their home. It's not only the fact that it's interesting, but I was interested in seeing what all was going to come out. Just because it just, I don't know, it made a lot of sense of why they were doing this, but I definitely wanted to understand as to what it was that they were taking out of there. Now, we didn't obviously get to see most of it because most of it was packed up in moving boxes. So now that they have served them with a warrant, now that they have officially grabbed, and I mean, they grabbed a pretty good amount of evidence, what does everybody think that they pulled out of there? I know that they released what the warrant looks like because they technically have to. You know, it's public information. So I did get to see that. It looks like they had been told that they could basically take anything as far as computers, hard drives, any papers. They basically were allowed to take anything and everything out of that home. If they wanted to take a couch, they could take the couch. And so basically they took everything. There was a point in time where they did let the Landrys back in. It may have been very well for whatever reason. Maybe they had questions. Maybe there was a safe they needed opened. Maybe there were things that they needed to double check. But I don't know. I get this feeling that this family somehow was tipped off. The reason I'm going to say that is because when the news station was outside, the Landrys were, first of all, the Landry came outside, Mrs. Landry came outside with her phone in her hand already. Now, I don't think you have time to grab your phone real quick and dial out to your lawyer real quick, you know, right before they serve you with the warrant. She already had her phone in her hand. It was kind of weird. And so then he was actually outside and he was pulling out some papers from his truck. Now, why, I'm not sure. It may have just been coincidence, like a coincidence that he was out there, but I don't know. I personally believe, and I have believed from the beginning, that these people have actually had some kind of tip. Now, there's rumors going around saying that Roberta was working for the DA previously. How true that is, I don't know. I do not know. I will definitely look it up. I did see a couple of things and a couple of people asking, but they apparently are worth $5 million. For a regular person, just like anybody walking out in the street, that it's quite a bit, you know? Now, if it was somebody famous, if it was somebody who was like a blogger or something, then you would definitely be like, oh, I totally understand. But these people are regular people. They owned a juice bar. They had their home, you know, things like that. So it just seems out of the ordinary that they would be worth $5 million. Why are they worth that much? You know, that was the question. And so we don't really know. It may be very well because of the assets that they have. So basically they have now searched the whole home. They did finish a little bit before 3 o'clock, in the afternoon. And so basically they were there all day. They had about 25 FBI agents there along with the Northport Police Department. Some were guarding. They did have lunch. A lot of people were asking what those white containers were when they were bringing them in. They have to have lunch, guys. Like, they've got to eat, you know? So they had these white containers coming in and they obviously ate. They had to have their time to eat and they needed drinks, obviously. So I am definitely looking forward to the results of that autopsy, because for some odd reason, you know, maybe it was exactly what we were all, you know, understanding. Like, so far, they obviously were able to get a warrant, and you have to have probable cause in order to get a warrant. So we all know that. So it may have very well been something that, you know, it basically just made sense. So I totally am looking forward to that autopsy. I am definitely excited because their family is going to get closure. I am very sad in the fact that this ended the way it did. And we definitely do continue to send our condolences to the Schmidt and the Petito family. It's very sad. It is very sad the way this ended. But I think it's easier said than done as far as people who don't really know them. And I'm going to put myself in that category because I don't know the family. However, I think that it is something that you have to look forward to understand how her life was ended and get all of the details, because I feel like that's going to be their justice. Like, that's how they're going to know exactly where to place Brian in all of this. Let me tell y'all another thing. People are still defending Brian. I'm not going to bash you for defending him, okay? Everybody has a right. He's practicing his Fifth Amendment. He's made that very clear. He has a lawyer, and we all understand that. The reason people speculate and say that it looks so bad and that he probably did something is because, guys, how are you going to leave your spouse in the middle of the wilderness and literally around bears? You just don't do that. You really just don't do that. I mean, any human being who has a right mind isn't just going to leave you out there, no matter how pissed off they are, no matter how bad the argument was. It doesn't matter. They're not just going to leave you there. Nonetheless, leave you there to die. You just don't do that, you know? So they basically did, you know, recovery of the body, and they did all of that. Now, there was something that was released yesterday as well, stating that where the body was found, there was some bear tracks. It could be very well that after she had been deceased, a bear had come upon the body and was close by or before, but there were some old and new bear tracks. So that is something that they're also looking into. Maybe she was alive when he left her, but I don't know. I find that so hard to believe, just for the fact of how she was found and how he went MIA immediately. I find it hard to believe. And so I definitely don't care how much he maintains his innocence. I do not believe him. And that's just my personal opinion. I don't believe that he was innocent, and I do not believe that he did anything in his power to save her. I do not. So the next thing that we had saw was, it looks like a park ranger from the Arches had actually tried to warn Gabby about that toxic relationship. You know, I'm going to tell you that I continue to watch the video of where they were stopped, and I really wish, and I really, really, really do wish that they would have just charged her or him with domestic violence. It doesn't matter who it would have been. The reason I say that is because one of them had to go to jail. It most likely would have been her. But you know what? She would have been safe, and she would have been alive. Unfortunately, they let them go their separate ways just for the night. But we don't know how true it is that they actually stayed away from each other that night, you know? It sucks. It really sucks to say this, but I feel like they could have done a little bit better on possibly helping her out a little bit. The reason I say this is because yesterday the 911 call came out, and so everybody was able to hear that 911 call. Now, when you hear that 911 call, you hear the person telling the 911 dispatcher that this gentleman had been hitting his girlfriend. And they ran up and down the street. He slapped her a couple of times and then continued to hit her again. I don't know, but I don't. And I've said it from the beginning. I do not believe that Gabby was the aggressor. I believe that he was a person, or is a person, who is a narcissist, who is very well capable of manipulating anybody. I feel like he has totally manipulated his parents as well, because I feel like his parents are completely hiding him. Somebody made a very good point, you know, the other day. They told me, they were like, there's no way the Landrys could be sitting in their home so comfortably, living life like nothing, while the Petitos and the Schmidt family are at home going crazy and they're literally doing everything they can to find their little girl. And they know, they have a feeling that something's not right. They, at this point, I think that they kind of already knew that this wasn't going to end the way they wanted it to end. But the Landrys have this calmness in them that seems awfully odd, you know? I don't think I would be that calm if I didn't know where my child was. But I feel like they almost helped him escape, or they paid somebody off to help them get him somewhere safe where he could completely be a different person. I really hope he didn't leave the country, but let's be realistic, he could have very well left. Back to like what the park ranger was saying, I think that the way that this worked, and don't get me wrong, I'm definitely back to blue. I am totally with all of our police officers. I am. The only thing is, I don't like the way that they all manipulated Gabby. In this video, and I've said it multiple times, I felt like she was very well manipulated. The men in this video, which were the police officers, made it seem like it was normal for any woman to act crazy. It was normal for any woman to be like toxic, have anxiety or depression. Guys, yes, it exists, but it exists in men and it exists in women. It exists in everybody. You know, there's children who even have it. So they normalized the way that he was saying. One of the police officers is like, dude, I've been married for 5 years. Like, this is normal. You know, like telling them that this life is normal. No, it's not. That life is totally not normal. It's not normal to be a narcissist and try to treat your spouse otherwise, you know? And if you've been in a relationship with a narcissist, you would understand exactly what it's like. And I can tell you firsthand, I know exactly what that's like. Being in a relationship with a narcissist who always turns things around on you to make it seem like it's your fault is a narcissist. And I'm not talking back or talking bad, I apologize, on any man, because it happens very well to women as well. It happens where women reverse the roles as well and do this to men as well, and they act like narcissists. It happens in males and females. It doesn't just happen in males. So the narcissism of everything makes you feel like you're at fault for everything. And that's how things get turned around, you know? So during the stop, apparently one of the park rangers spoke to Gabby and told her that if it wasn't safe, she needed to get out, or she needed to say something now. And now he says, I wish I could have told her, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda. He should have actually just told her, you need to get out of it now. If he actually saw something to where he knew and he had a feeling this wasn't going to either end well, or it was a very toxic relationship like he stated, I think he definitely should have stepped up and said, no, we're calling your parents, we're going to see what we can do. I think somebody should have gone the extra mile. I think things need to change as far as the way law enforcement handles domestic violence disputes. I understand why they handle them this way, because many aggressors and many of their victims go back to one another right after they get out of jail. I totally get it. I understand, because I've also seen that firsthand as well. Not me personally, but I have seen somebody go through that. And the first thing that they do as soon as you take them away from that environment is they go right back to it. But they don't do it on purpose. There's a thing here that everybody needs to understand. Domestic violence is very, very hard. And it's hard for you to leave a relationship when you only know that, and you only know that's your safe place. It makes you feel like it's your safe place, even though it's an unsafe environment. It makes you feel like that's your safe place. And I feel like that's how Gabby felt. She felt like this was her safe place. This is where she was going to be and where she felt okay. She even tells the park ranger she gets anxiety being away from him. That's because her environment is so toxic that it's literally manipulated her into thinking that that's her safe place. So she doesn't feel that anxiety. So unfortunately, that's where this case is at today. I am excited and I'm ready. Like I said, I'm ready to see what those results of her autopsy say. And I say that in the most respectful way, just because I want these families, just the Schmidt family and the Petito family, to get their justice. They deserve their justice, you know, and this is going to help us so much on understanding how she died, what it is that happened, how it happened, and when it happened, because more than anything, they need to know when it was that they lost their baby girl. I try not to talk so much about Brian, because I feel like he doesn't even deserve it. Like, he doesn't deserve one bit of respect from anybody at all. He just doesn't, you know? It's something that I have no respect for him. I have absolutely zero respect for him. How could he, if even if he didn't do this, how could he leave his girlfriend in the middle of nowhere just literally to die? I don't get it. You know, I have lived and breathed this case ever since day one. It's so hard to see it end like this, but remember that it's not 100% ending. It's really just beginning. The case is about to get pretty crazy, and the reason I say that is because it really is. They're about to find out everything and anything about them that they had to know. Their drives were confiscated, their papers, everything that they had inside that household. And so, who knows, maybe there's some skeletons in the closet that are getting ready to come out, but believe it, they went along inside of those hard drives. I believe it. There is now a cross of stones. There's some stones that are formed in a cross, I apologize, where Gabby's body was found. So thankfully, somebody has made it out there to mark her resting place. There is people who continue to place, you know, their memorial out in Florida where she was living. She was from New York. But I definitely want to know, what about y'all? What do y'all think really is going on? Do y'all think that he's not ever going to be found, or what do y'all really think? I want to know. You can always look up our podcast on WordPress as well. That is a blog. You can actually head over there and start the conversation there. You can always continue to listen to us through Beaker, Spotify, SoundCloud, and we are also on the CastBox app as well. And remember, you can always download all of our episodes to hear them later, pause them, and go back to them. We're also on the Pocket Cast as well as Radio Cast, so don't forget, as well as Stitcher. I know that's a whole lot of them to remember, but that's definitely a lot of outlets to go and listen to our podcast, not only mine, but everybody else's as well. I continue to thank y'all so much for y'all's support. I really do appreciate it. If y'all have any suggestions, I please ask that y'all continue to send those to my email address, which is aleaguirre 400@gmail.com. Remember, this is still an open case. It's only just started. The FBI has now also completely taken over, and they are considering this a criminal investigation, and the Northport Police is assisting with the federal partners that they have currently. And they need justice. So that's what they're looking for. I think that this will one day be brought to justice, whether it be here pretty soon or in the next couple of days or weeks. I really hope that she has her justice. I really do. I do want to add in, because I did forget to add this, and I greatly apologize that I forgot to add this, but I just remembered that basically there was one text message that was odd. I don't know if y'all remember, in our very beginning of our podcast, we did talk about it. There was a message that was odd. It said that it said, "Hey mom, can you text Stan? Because Stan keeps, I keep getting voicemails and messages from him." Stan was the grandfather of Gabby. Gabby never called him Stan. And so I'm going to leave that to y'all. And I'm going to leave that here. I want y'all to head over to WordPress and look and start the blog and the conversation there. What do y'all think this message meant? Who do y'all think really sent it? Do y'all think that there was a code word? I think every parent should have a code word with their child set up in case they're in danger. And what if that was their code word? I think that the parents would have by now said something if that was their code word or not, but it seemed odd. So if it was odd enough for them to think it was odd, something was wrong. And that message was sent on August 27th. It looks like that was the very last known place where it was also sent from, which is where the van was spotted very last. So head to wordpress.com, look up BSN and Coffee. I will also tag them in our description, so you can just click on it and head over there and let's start the discussion there. I hope everybody has a wonderful rest of their Tuesday and the rest of the week. Once again, I ask for all the feedback. I appreciate all of the support. Your host, Alejandra, is out.